You're listening to Sound Ideas. A retired Unit 5 educator recently called for more aggressive efforts to hire minority teachers in Bloomington Normal. Camille Taylor made her remarks during a panel discussion following a screening of a documentary about threats to the African-American middle class. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley about that question, which Riley says is a challenge.
It's a very difficult task, and it's one of those things that we've attempted to do over a number of years, and there's a lot of factors that play into that. But here's one of the things that we're doing. We, at one time, and this was pointed out during the, or at least maybe after the viewing of the documentary, we have a minority teacher recruitment committee that meets periodically. That committee has been in the works for quite a number of years. It was there when I was a building principal. It was there when I was an assistant superintendent of HR. That group consisted of Illinois State University, Illinois Wesleyan, representatives from Unit 5, District 87, Heartland Community College, and Lincoln College. And what we attempted to do during that time was to grow our own students and ultimately give them scholarships to those institutions. And in the end, they would come back to our schools and teach in our buildings. We had very limited success with that in the 90s. And then you fast forward to today, that committee has been stagnant for a while. But even prior to that documentary, I've got two board members who've come on recently, two newer board members who have an interest in this area, and they've committed to reviving that. So Dr. Herschel Hanna, my assistant superintendent of human resources, he'll be a part of that. We'll invite those other institutions to reignite that. But we're spreading that out to not just our own students, but to students who are at those respective institutions, and out of that would be a commitment to come into our schools. The reality we face is there are not a lot of candidates to begin with in any of our educational areas. All of our teaching areas are declining in the number of candidates. That's the first thing.
Yeah, there's a widespread teacher shortage.
Exactly. And then you add to that shortage, minority candidates are very few, far in between. And what I found in my experience in trying to recruit minority candidates from different areas, if they're not from this area, in general, they tend to want to be either in their own hometowns or in larger urban areas such as Chicago, St. Louis, those types of places. So it's very difficult to recruit those folks to a Bloomington Normal area. And I don't have the answers. If I had them, we'd have more. But it is important to get people in front of our kids that look like our kids.
And you're listening to GLT and Sound Ideas.